Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.
Who's and what's and why's and wherefores. Here you'll find your whatnots and therefores. So come on along, let's find out what's going on. Where's and when's and who's and what's it's. No matter what your taste, you can trust it's the place where you can find all your new Disney news. And when's and who's and what's it's. No matter what you taste, you can trust it's the place where you can find all your new Disney news.
Welcome to the Sweep Spot Current Events Edition as of August 18th, 2023.
So good to be here.
I am your host, and Ken's my co-host, and we bring you this show every other week. On the other weeks, we bring our main topic show, which we usually have an interview with maybe a former cast member or an author or a former, you know, an Imagineer. Sometimes we have a topic on history and we, you know, discuss, some Disneyland history. But on this edition, we are talking about the latest and greatest in the Disneyland current events news going on right now. And we are both former Disneyland Custodial cast members, and we talk Disneyland. We are also authors of the books Queening the Kingdom. We have two editions out. We have two volumes. We have you can get both of those signed on our website at thesweepspot.com. Or if you don't want them signed, you can get them on Amazon. And if you like read the digital, you know, like Kindle, you can get those on there. You can also get the audio versions. If you want to listen to Ken for hours and hours, you can do that.
And who doesn't?
Yeah. So I know I do every time we record. So So you can get those on Audible. And also, if you'd like to help support our show, you can go to Patreon and search the Sweep Spot, and you can get some great perks over there. For $5 or more a month, you can get one bonus episode that Ken and I record. And then you can join in the chat room as we record the current events once a month live with other Patreon members. And you guys can chat amongst yourselves, or, you know, you can leave a comment and I'll add those in as we record. And it's a lot of fun. So just for $5 more a month. But I also wanted to mention that if you don't really care about some of the perks, you just want to maybe help, because any amount will help us. And we really appreciate even the $1. We have some people that just give $1, and we love all of them just as much. And
that's right.
So if everyone gave $1, feel free to go over there and sign up. Even if it's just $1 a month. So really appreciate everyone doing that. Ken, do you have anything before we get started?
Just wanted to welcome everybody here and thank you for listening. Looking forward to catching up on what the latest at the Disneyland Resort is with Lynn Barron, your host, and me, your co-host.
That's right.
Hello, everyone. This is Eric Johnson with Concierge, and welcome to the D180. While Ken and Lynn cover all things Disneyland, in the D180, we take a spin around the rest of the Disney universe, and we do it in 180 seconds. Let's jump right in. We start our journey in Walt Disney World, where ticket savings are being extended. A while back, I told you about a special four-day park ticket for $99. This mega deal allows you into each theme park once per day. There is no park hopping on this plan, but you do get a full day in each of the four parks with no reservations required. This screaming deal was supposed to run out this summer, but you benefit from lower attendance levels at the parks. You could still score these tickets through September 22nd, which is also the last day to use them. The tickets expire within 7 days of first use or on September 29th, so get a plan together and head to Orlando. If you need a little more time, Disney Plus subscribers can still save on rooms at a Disney Resort hotel at various times from late October through late December. Save up to 35% on your whole stay depending on which resort you choose. If you're a fan of the Oogie Boogie Bash at Disneyland Resort, and who isn't, you really need to head to Walt Disney World to check out Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party. The first party dates have already begun, and we're getting a great look at all of the differences between these two Halloween parties. The Magic Kingdom's party has a few more dates available, so the crush for event tickets isn't quite so heavy as it is in California. From what I'm seeing, the biggest new change this year is picture opportunities. Those crafty PhotoPass folks cooked up a bevy of spooky new interactions in their cauldrons. All around Mickey's party, your pictures will be haunted by jack-o'-lanterns, ghosts, costumed characters, and other chilling effects. If you ever wanted to join the classic Silly Symphony skeleton dance, now is your chance. It looks like you'll find fun differences all around the park this year. If you're compelled to compare these two Halloween parties, get in touch with us. Our planners have all the dish on both and would love to get you set up with a trip. And hey, the Epcot International Food and Wine Festival is in full swing. I can't wait to stop by the Old Odyssey restaurant where Muppet Labs presents their Brewing Labs. Yes, Brew-Wing Labs. Videos of Beaker and Honeydew explain their experimental menu. Plenty of wing options are available, for some reason, including the mouthful name Unnecessarily Spicy Yet Extremely Tasty Scotch Bonnet Pepper Curry Wings. Yeah, this has to be the only menu item in Walt Disney World with a comma. The labs also produce a bunch of other wing selections and drink selections with alcohol and without. I don't know about you, but I love Muppets, wings, and drinking things, so I'm all in. And that's 180 seconds. I hope you enjoyed our quick spin around the rest of the Disney universe. If you would like to learn more about these Disney adventures or just have a few questions, please come on over. Visit the social media and websites of both the Sweep Spot and Consi Ears. Then reach out to Lynn, your personal travel planner. He looks forward to planning something special for you and your family. For Consi Ears, I'm Eric Johnson, and this has been your D180.
Looking to book a vacation to Disneyland Resort, Walt Disney World Resort, Disney Cruise Line, Disney Alani, Disneyland Paris, Adventures by Disney, Universal Studios Hollywood, Universal Studios Orlando, then I can do that for you. If you contact me and we can talk about all the different options and dates, and we can kind of even make recommendations on which days might be the best for you to go. And also as a complimentary, when you book with us, we will book your dining for you if you'd like, special events. And we also, when we book a vacation for you, we just don't say have a good time after we book it for you. We are there every step of the way. We contact you before your trip to make sure everything's squared away. We even have a checklist to make sure that you have everything you need. Reservations, dining, all these different things. Your transportation, if you need help with that from the airport. Any of those sort of things, we can help you with that too. We want to make the vacation the best it can be for you, because I know that vacations aren't cheap, and we can help you do that. So if you contact me, that's Lynn, and the email is lbarron@concierge.com. That's LBARRON at concierge.com. Or you can go to thesweepspot.com, and there's a link on our front page there. You can click on that, and there's information on how to contact me. But I'd love to talk to you and help you book the best vacation possible. Now we're going to have the current events. Ken, do you have anything for us?
Lynn, there's a few things to talk about this time around. Tiana's Palace gets an opening date at Disneyland. Full details. And this was from Nathan at micechat.com. He reports that, well, as it says here, let the good times roll. The French Market in New Orleans Square is being rethemed to Tiana's Palace and is scheduled to reopen on September 7th. This will give Tiana a restaurant, a shop, and soon an attraction. Here are the details for the upcoming retheme of the restaurant. So you want to click through and check that out? It continues here. It says, by the way, no word on her getting in her own train or castle. But anyway, Tiana's dream restaurant from Princess and the Frog is making its way to Disneyland. The restaurant will feature tones of yellow and green and decorated in Mardi Gras style, taking direct inspiration from the film. Tiana's Palace will have many of the stylistic elements you'd expect to find, like lilies, frogs, and cookbooks. Disney Imagineers are working with artists from the film to keep the restaurant true to the design of the film. Disney claims that animators initially took inspiration from the French Market at Disneyland for the movie. So this is really a full circle vision. Haha, circle vision. I see what they did there. For the same establishment to now take inspiration from the film. Tiana's Palace will offer authentic New Orleans fare, inspired by Tiana's adventures and friends, served as a quick service style restaurant. The menu at the new restaurant will expand on current flavors, plus offer seasonal features and New Orleans classics. We're particularly interested to see what changes are coming on a food level, especially since French Market offers some of the best food in the resort, and we'd hate to lose the beef stew and beef dip. So, yeah, we're getting closer and closer. It's going to, you know, it's going to be here before you know it. as they do say here, one thing to note, Tiana's Palace will remain a quick service restaurant like French Market with mobile order and will not be a character dining experience. However, you may see Tiana out in New Orleans Square.
It's interesting.
Waiting and waiting? Yeah.
Well, it's interesting that we have a big announcement about a restaurant opening. I was just thinking maybe before like social media, it wouldn't really be a big deal. You know, it would just open up one day. And I don't know.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
But it is kind of a big deal when you retheme the French Market, you know.
But it's just funny that a restaurant's opening. Well, this sounds good. I'm interested to see what the menu items will be and what the changes will be and how they'll kind of... The mint julep bar was always kind of an issue. I wonder if they'll sell like the mint juleps and the beignets in the French Market also. You know what I mean? Like in both locations.
That would be good.
They should, yeah.
So, all right. Laughing Place also covered that story. So, you know, the links, as always, will be at thesweepspot.com. So you can click through and see the whole thing. Not to be outdone, there's shopping news, too. So as the Orange County Register has from Brady McDonald, Disneyland to open Avengers gift shop before Marvel Multiverse e-ticket ride. So as he says, Disneyland plans to open the conventional exit through the gift shop that has become a theme park mainstay before breaking ground on the companion Marvel Multiverse e-ticket attraction planned for Avengers Campus at DCA. The new Avengers Vault gift shop will open in mid-September in the little-used Avengers Campus headquarters building that is expected to eventually serve as the entrance for a King Thanos attraction planned for the Marvel-themed land. Avengers Vault will sell Marvel superhero apparel, merchandise, and Infinity Saga relics like the Infinity Gauntlet, Iron Man Gauntlet, Tesseract and the Eye of Agamotto. So I know you've been waiting for that, Lynn.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. In addition to the Avengers Vault, Marvel gear will also be sold in Avengers Campus at Web Suppliers, Supply Pod, and the Collector's Warehouse. With the opening of Avengers Vault, DCA's Avengers Campus Superstore in Hollywoodland will close on September 14th. Any petition to get them not to close that shop? Is there going to be a lot of people lined up to take pictures? And you know, probably not.
Did you even know? Have you been there to the one that's closing?
I've been to the web one.
Okay.
Because my son went in there and got one of those spider bots. Mm-hmm. Whatever they're called. Yeah,
it was pretty big. It was you know, you've been in the building where the millionaire, where they did the millionaire show. Mm-hmm. So they had it in there. I went in there once and it was just all Marvel. So yeah, it says here they're closing that and then opening this one probably like the next day or two after, I would assume.
Yeah, I wonder if they're having a going out of business sale. You know, everything must go. We're going to clear the shelves.
So they're opening the shop before the attraction. That's
the really important part, though, is the shop.
Yeah. The ride doesn't make money. Yeah.
So, I mean, not directly, you know, only indirectly.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
So it'll be, you know, interesting to see if that ever happens. They kind of talk about that in the story, you know, mm-hmm. It was announced back then and then everything kind of got put on hold and
Well, they also announced a lot of, changes coming to Epcot and none of those have really come. so yeah, it might be a while. We'll see.
Well, you know, way back in 1990, they announced, all kinds of stuff that was going to happen over the next 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
Plans change. Yeah. That's the thing. You know, I'm still waiting for Edison Square to show up off of Main Street there. You know.
Soon. Coming soon.
Yeah, Laughing Place also covers the story of that shop. So, you know, multiple... It's team coverage, mm-hmm. live team coverage. How would you like it if your plumbing problems are always in the news? Brady McDonald reported at the Register, of course, that Disneyland's busted pipes add to crowd control headaches in Adventureland. So, yeah, that's quite an adventure, is busted pipes. Disneyland's recurring plumbing problems are the latest crowd control headache for Adventureland, that has seen the always tight Jungle Wilds turned into a warren of construction walls this year due to shuttered attractions and rehabilitation projects. Mm-hmm. Disneyland visitors are being forced to squeeze through a narrow pathway at the Adventureland entrance after a pipe burst in July under the bathrooms just inside the themed land, replicating a Hollywood movie set designer's vision of the jungle and island regions of the world.
Forced. Being forced.
Photos posted to Mice Chat show the Rockwork waterfall in front of the Adventureland restrooms demolished and the concrete pathways ripped out as work continues on the growing plumbing nightmare. So that beautiful rock work, I mean,
it's gone.
Maybe they'll just replace it with a plain wall. I don't know.
Yeah.
it'll be like the hotels. like an aging city, Disneyland has a network of interconnecting pipes from varying eras beneath its fantasy lands that in some cases date back to the 1955 opening of the Anaheim theme park.
Wow.
It's been a tough year for Adventureland that has seen Indiana Jones Adventure go down for an extended refurbishment work on the retheming of Tarzan's treehouse take longer than the original creation of Disneyland. everything takes longer than the original creation.
Yeah.
And the regrading of a pathway ramp turned the jungle themed land into a dead end. So yeah, back when they were doing stuff by the Pirate Bridge, Disneyland's latest toilet troubles have grown in scope over the past few weeks as a construction wall in front of the Adventureland women's bathroom has continued to creep further out into the pathways of the always cramped entrance of the land off the park central hub. So the wall's moving. Maybe they should put the wall back. I don't, or, oh, they're moving the walls. Okay, I thought maybe the wall itself was creeping forward. It just keeps creeping forward until it's like half the hub, you know. The narrow pathway under the bamboo Adventureland entry marquee is now only wide enough for two people to walk in each direction.
Wow.
In and out of the land. Construction walls have also closed the pathway between Frontierland and Adventureland that runs alongside Pioneer Mercantile. Disneyland's food and beverage team has insisted on keeping the Dole Whip stand open in front of the Enchanted Tiki Room, despite the shoulder-to-shoulder crowds squeezing past. Now, you know, you would still be stuck there from New Year's Eve, you know?
I mean,
yes. Last week, a busted pipe under the Storyteller's Cafe dining room at Disney's Grand Californian Hotel forced the restaurant to be cleared and reservations to be canceled. Boy, oh boy.
I remember working there, and we always had problems with that restroom.
Yeah.
It seemed. So it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, Adventureland is one of the busier and larger restrooms, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was pretty common for on the women's side for there just to be, you know, that's the whole thing that the woman assigned to that restroom does is right. That restroom. She doesn't go to other restrooms.
Wasn't there like 30 something stalls in there?
Yeah. I don't know if I've actually ever been in. I don't think I ever went in the women's. You know, there were times we would go in before the park opened or after the park closed or whatever, and, you know, got to see various restrooms of women's side. And my goodness, it's so much larger.
You know, I had seen the adventure. Yeah, it was interesting.
Yeah. Well, Brady did an extensive story on the Disneyland canoe races. Now, this is an annual tradition for cast members. It's one of the things that cast members do that you don't really see at a lot of other places. You know, you don't really have canoe races over at Amazon or, you know. As the headline says, Disneyland canoe races crown a familiar champion, but a new contender emerges. So it says DC Gorilla Orfair, get it? Mm-hmm. Raised their oars above their heads and sang Queens, we are the champions during a victory lap around the rivers of America as the home team successfully defended their turf and claimed the Disneyland Canoe Races Championship once again. Disneyland crowned a familiar champion on Thursday, August 10th, before the Anaheim theme park opened to the public, as the team made up of Davy Crockett Explorer Canoes employees hoisted the fastest on the river trophy. You know, you think it's like you have ringers on your team there, you know, when you work the canoes, it's almost like, you know, I don't know. they shouldn't be allowed. You can't say they can't be allowed, but it's just, come on. It's almost a given that they're going to be the winners. More than 1,000 employees from Disneyland, Walt Disney Imagineering, and from throughout the company take part in the canoe races each year. This year, 84 teams participated, With 8 to 16 members on each team, it's an arduous commitment. Practices began in June, with races starting in July and winners crowned in August. All of the practice and competition time on the water takes place when the park is closed, typically in the early morning hours, just before and after dawn. I mean, I can remember going, when you'd be working out, doing opening procedures, and now, you know, they're out there doing their thing out there.
Yeah. You know, did you ever do it?
No, heck no.
I didn't either.
Got enough exercise working, you know, walking around, working.
Yeah.
If you're wondering, the average lap around Tom Sawyer Island on one of the few Disneyland rides with no motor or track takes an average crew of 20 visitors about 8 to 10 minutes. The junior varsity DC Gods of Ore came in second at 4 minutes, 2 seconds, and 402.49. So I know in races, tenths of a second matter. I know that from swimming. A difference of less than 5 seconds behind the varsity team. But the story this year was all about Smoke on the Water, the Disneyland Fire Department team that emerged as a new contender for the title of fastest on the river. Smoke on the Water finished in 4:07.07. So that's 5 seconds more than DC Gods of War, or less than that, actually. After flirting with a sub 4 minute time during the preliminary heats last week. Well, it's a pretty extensive story. You know, there's a lot more about these than like any new offering at the park. So it's nice. It's nice that they took the time to do a full blown profile.
It's not as long to go around the river, right? Since they
I wonder how that's addressed, because you have all these historical times that were along the old river. Mm-hmm. And my guess is there's a before Galaxy's Edge and after Galaxy's Edge. That's my guess.
I wonder what the times were, because I'm not real familiar. We'd have to ask our friend Dave Smith, but what the times were before that, just to see what the difference is now.
By 7:30 a.m. nearly all signs of the canoe race were gone, and Disneyland opened for early entry to Disneyland hotel guests. The Disneyland canoe races began in the summer of 1963 when Indian War canoe foreman Ray Vanderwerker and Jungle Cruise foreman Bob Penfield watched a visitor's canoe filled with athletes charge around the rivers of America at top speed. A debate ensued and challenges followed. Soon, Frontierland and Adventureland employees were battling it out on the water to see which themed land was king of the river. The Disneyland canoe races are one of the many unique perks of working at the happiest place on earth, a bucket list experience for many employees, and the reason some apply for the job in the first place. Why don't, you know, there's dragon boat teams out there, you know, rowers and things like that, but Disneyland canoes, I guess, are a little unique. From the pinch yourself Disney cast life moments, most of the pinch yourself Disney cast life moments take place during the wee hours between closing time and the morning rope drop, when the park is typically teeming with overnight workers. Mm-hmm. Sleeping Beauty Castle sunrise yoga sessions start just before daybreak. Minnie's Moonlit Madness trivia and scavenger hunt takes place after midnight. The goal? Build community and friendships among employees while having fun at work. Of course, there's a competitive aspect as well. Winning helps, losing hurts, but the camaraderie and teamwork endures. So go out there and win one. So it's a nice long story. That's It's good to see that.
Yeah, no, that's nice.
All right, are you ready for something that's even more fun?
I am.
All right. Too bad. Disneyland security dog attacked 81-year-old grandfather, lawsuit alleges. And again, this is in the Register. It's a Brittany McDonald story. Actually, he does this story, since it's a lawsuit, there's two people, Brittany McDonald and Sean Emery, both contributed to the story. Mm-hmm. A Disneyland security dog attacked an elderly Nevada man at the entrance to the Anaheim theme park and bit the 81-year-old grandfather in the stomach, according to a lawsuit filed in an Orange County court. Paul Perez of Las Vegas has filed a lawsuit against Walt Disney Parks and Resorts in Orange County Superior Court for damages related to the alleged Disneyland security dog attack on May 10th, 2022. The civil lawsuit filed on August 1st accuses Disneyland and Disney's theme park division of negligence and seeks restitution for a physical wound, pain, suffering, emotional distress, and the cost of past and future medical treatment. Oh boy. Perez was heading to Disneyland with his wife, daughter, and two granddaughters when he was attacked by the Disneyland security dog, according to his San Diego attorney, Ian Panzer. Perez was taken to the hospital by his daughter, where he was treated for his wound with antibiotics and released, according to Panzer. Perez's wife and granddaughters continued into Disneyland while he went to the hospital. Perez demands a jury trial with damages to be determined by proof at trial, according to the lawsuit. Disneyland declined to comment on the case other than saying it's his fault for being so tasty. No, I added that last part. Perez hoped to avoid litigation, according to Panzer. And this is the quote from the lawyer. One of the frustrating things is that we indicated to Disneyland that we have an interest in resolving the case, and they didn't extend an offer. They haven't offered him a penny.
Well,
that's interesting. I wonder what Disney's side is, because typically, well, go ahead.
I was going to say is that I don't know. I'm just trying to picture this because I think I know where about it happened. If they were walking up, you know, through the East Esplanade, that little area there, I assume. I always see the dogs right in there. I guess, did a dog just randomly run up and just, I don't know. I'm just trying to picture the whole thing. And then it was almost a year, about 9 months or so before they filed?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, the dogs, they do this thing over at the parking structure where they have this little tent and they tell you not to stop inside the tent.
Yeah.
They do keep going. And, you know, and they have the dogs in there, you know.
Well, I also think that just knowing how the cast members are and Disneyland itself, that if Disneyland felt that there was an issue, they would have handled it right there that day, right? I mean,
they probably, yeah, they would do it very quick. Based on my experiences, they would have, if they realized that they screwed up, they would have, you know, immediately said, okay, we'll take care of it, you know.
Yeah, right. And took, that moment that it happened.
And, you know, shell out a few thousand dollars for whatever, you know, pain, suffering, hassle, you know, whatever.
Right.
People have this idea that places like Disney will be like, you know, fight against any claim whatsoever. And a lot of times it's not true. Like, they would have us do, you know, written reports if we saw something, because, you know, that's not only to protect the company, but it's also to say, yeah, something happened, and you know, it happened on our property, and you know, because there's always a certain level of, you know what, accidents happen. It's just the cost of doing business is to pay people who have had these accidents on your property. That's just the cost of doing business. Even when you think you can, even when you can say, well, gee, it's not really our fault. Well, it might not be the guest's fault either. You know, mm-hmm. There's accidents happen. So I don't know. I mean, as far as the timing, a lot of times what happens is the lawyers will reach out and say, hey, do you want to settle this? You know, and then if it doesn't, if nothing happens, you know, they'll go ahead and file. There's like a certain amount of time they have to file a lawsuit. So the timing of it isn't just, you know.
I just don't understand. Like I said, we know how it kind of works a little bit. And I mean, from seeing things happen and knowing, I could just picture, okay, so the dog attacked the guy, bit him in the stomach. So the dog must have had to, you know, jump up a little bit. And I can't see a Disney security officer that happening and just not doing a thing about it. And, you know, you'd think they'd call a manager out and go, oh, this dog, you know, just attacked this person. And then they'd, like I said, they'd address it at that moment. I can't just see them having this incident and then just walking away. I don't know. Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, we weren't there, so it could be, it could just be a matter of this guy was just behaving himself and got attacked and he deserves to get compensated for it.
Yeah. Maybe.
Or maybe there's more to it that we don't know. I mean, it's, it'll be interesting to see if there's any follow-up stories on that. Since they did one story already, it'll be interesting to see if they do any follow-up. I have to tell a quick story. I always think of, My dad has a long history of civil law, you know, and which is what this would be. This is a civil law case. But he was in our local grocery store one day. This is, you know, decades ago. And somebody like hit the floor and somebody who was with him and said, did you see that? And my dad's like, yeah. And they like looked over at the shelf. Like, oh, it must be this. It was like a bottle of shampoo that was tipped over. Mm-hmm. But the way the shelves were, the top shelves were further. The shelves receded as they went up.
Right.
And this thing was up higher. And so anyway, my dad was noticing all this. And then they go, where's the nearest hospital? You know, mm-hmm. You know, a week or two later, whatever, my dad gets a call from the manager of the store and says, hey, did you see this? What happened? And my dad's like, well, he goes, I'm not entirely sure. They're on the up and up. I think they staged it, you know. And he goes, I noticed, you know, the shampoo bottle was tipped over, but none of it had spilled on any of the lower shelves, only on the floor. And they were very interested in me seeing what, you know, it's like they waited for me to be in that aisle, you know, before they fell. And then he goes, why are they, you know, most people shopping in a grocery store are from the neighborhood. You know, they know where the nearest hospital is.
Right. You
know? So my dad helped give them, you know, a defense of what was, you know, what was happening. Because you know, places like Disney have to figure out, you know, is it worth it taking this to trial?
Yeah.
Or is it, you know, should we just pay out a little bit? You know, Dave Koenig has written that whole book on lawsuits Disney, you know, has been involved with. So, this was from August 11th in the Register. Disneyland braces for crowd crush as ticket prices drop and annual pass holders return.
Wow.
So it's all about the waning days of summer. And it says here, a crowd crush is expected to descend on Disneyland and DCA on weekdays starting Monday, August 14th, After a summer of relatively lighter attendance, Disneyland employees have been warned to brace for traffic delays on the mornings of August 14th through 18th and August 20th through 25th on Ball Road, Disneyland Drive, and Harbor Boulevard. If recent history is any guide, the combined armies of bargain hunters waiting for Disneyland ticket prices to drop and magic key holders shut out of the park for months are about to join forces over the next couple of weeks at the busiest place on earth. So I don't know how it's gone this past week. I haven't seen any reports of unusual crowds, but maybe I'm just not looking for them.
The live videos that I've seen, just randomly, you know, scrolling through different, you know, people that do live streams or whatever, it didn't seem very busy at all. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it's better to be prepared,
right?
Sometimes they have those ticket deals and say, mm-hmm. you have to use the third, we'll sell you 3 days and you have to use the third day by this date.
Right.
And often, you know, people, the last couple of weeks of the promotion get really busy as people try to get in their third visit, you know, and yeah. Disneyland and DCA will offer $104 tickets, the lowest rate in the tiered pricing system, on 23 weekdays from August 21st through September 28th, with higher price tickets on weekends ranging from $159 to $179. After a summer of blockout dates, Magic Key annual pass holders in the two lowest price tiers will be allowed back in the parks, with Enchant Keys returning August 14th and Imagine Keys on August 21st. The overlapping dates of cheap tickets and returning pass holders will fall on Mondays through Thursdays throughout the rest of August and September.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Okay.
And the same day the Register ran another story, Disneyland attendance rises and visitor spending increases thanks to higher ticket prices. Disneyland saw attendance rise during the spring and early summer months, and visitor spending increase thanks in part to higher ticket prices, according to the latest Disney quarterly report. Disney Parks, Experiences, and Products revenues increased 13% to $8.3 billion during the company's third quarter of 2023. That ran from April 2nd to July 1st, according to the company's earnings call on Wednesday, August 9th. Increased visitor spending at the Disneyland Resort was primarily due to an increase in average ticket prices, according to the report. Higher attendance and visitor spending at the Disneyland Resort were largely offset by higher costs driven by inflation, according to the same report. Mm-hmm. Disneyland has driven attendance and visitor spending throughout the year with the opening of the reimagined Mickey's Toontown and the 100th anniversary celebration of the Walt Disney Company. Disneyland's most recent price hike raised daily admission prices to $104 through $179, and Magic Key annual passes to up to $449 up through $1,599. So Disney will take a $250 million hit on the Star Cruiser hotel closure in accelerated depreciation, Disney's interim CFO Kevin Lansberry said on the earnings call. Egads. Yeah. It's a shame, you know, to see something like that go so quickly.
Yeah.
But kind of wonder if any aspects of it will find their way elsewhere.
I would hope, you know, so.
Develop these elements, you might as well use them. Disneyland update at micechat.com. You know, micechat.com always has these really extensive updates with lots and lots of photos. They have an update from Dusty Sage from August 7th called Crowd Crush, Pipes Pop, and Holiday Happenings. And there's another update from Dusty Sage on the 14th of August From Hurdles to Halloween and Tiana to Transformation. So if you want to see those, click through at thesweepspot.com and you'll find the links in our current events. And I have to wonder if there's any refurb information, Lynn.
Oh, there is. So let's start off with the monorail's been down. And from what I'm reading on other websites and things is that they were painting the leaf. You know how the awning over the station was like a big leaf? It's painted it like blue now.
So this wasn't like an Alice in Wonderland thing with painting the roses red.
Painting
the leaf, at the station.
Okay. Blue. Yeah, painting the leaf blue. So I guess to kind of go with the new theming of kind of end to probably match with the hotel more.
Yeah.
That is down and that will return September 1st. Haunted Mansion is down for the changeover to holiday overlay and that will return September 1st also. Then Radiator Springs Racers returns the 27th of August. So it's been down for a little while. Golden Zephyr. It's down August 28th and will return September 29th.
I have a feeling that's not going to be running this Sunday or Monday.
No. Dumbo, they've been doing this periodically over the past months now for like a one-day closure. And 21st of August is the next one, just for the one day. Sorcerer's Workshop is closed the 28th of August and will return September 7th. Pirate's Lair, Tom Sawyer Island, will be down September 6th and will return on the 8th, so just for a couple days. Sailing Ship Columbia will close on September 11th and will be back open on the 15th.
Interesting.
Yeah, just for a few days there. Mark Twain, September 7th, it goes down, and there's no return date at this moment. And then the big one, Space Mountain, is going to close September 18th, and there's no return date as far out as the calendar goes right now.
Well, there's no return date. You know what that means.
It is closed.
Closed indefinitely.
Indefinitely.
That's what a headline for a certain website said, that it was closed indefinitely. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Like it's never coming back.
Yeah.
Clickbait.
So, Space Mountain, interesting. But I have heard that it's been having a lot of downtime. Recently. In fact, a lot of the attractions have had a lot of downtimes, and I had that experience my last time there, and I keep hearing others also. So I'm not sure the reasoning on all this. I'm going to blame the closures a little bit. Probably had a little interruption in the way things run. I don't know. But that's all I have.
It's really been down the freeway a little bit, or up the freeway, depending on your perspective. Knott's Berry Farm has had their Mystery Lodge, which it's a very nice attraction. I think that lost a part, and it just, replacing it was just not easy to do. So it's been closed a long time, and one of their main coasters there. It's finally testing again because it's been down a long time. They said rumor was there's a part that they needed, and again, it was supply chain interruptions and things like that. But wow, it's just, Disney, it hasn't been as bad at Disneyland, you know, but you do have these interesting refurb moments here and there. Thank you for updating us on that.
Yeah.
I mean, we do these current events updates every 2 weeks, usually. And people can get those. They can be sure to get those when they subscribe or like or follow so that they get every episode, because the alternating episodes, the ones that'll be out, you know, next week, will be a main topic. You know, we did one a main topic last time, you know, a week ago. Last one was a Tomorrowland Attractions cast member who had some interesting stories about working Tomorrowland and guest control and all that. And we're going to have an interesting topic next time. So subscribe, share the word about how to find us to other people who might be interested. And even if, especially, you know, if somebody might be planning a trip, you can have them, especially these current event episodes, you know, say, listen to these, you'll get, you know, what's happening now, you know, you can get updated on what's going on. And then they can go to Lynn and he can plan their trip for them.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Sounds good. Looking forward to our main topic show that'll be out next week.
Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.